This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A deadly clash with multiple inmates at a federal penitentiary in Beaumont, Texas, Monday prompted the U.S. Bureau of Prisons to temporarily lock down all its facilities across America. According to spokesman Emery Nelson, the Bureau was securing the facility as a temporary measure to ensure the good order of the institution. Texas Senator Ted Cruz on his podcast calling President Biden's commitment to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court offensive and said that by doing so, the president is telling other Americans you're ineligible.
He's saying to 94% of Americans, I don't give a damn about you. You are ineligible.
The World Meteorological Organization announced Monday that it had confirmed a mega flash lightning strike on April 29, 2020. A severe thunderstorm produced a 477-mile-long lightning strike over the southern United States. It stretched from near Houston, Texas, to southeast Mississippi. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Love him or hate him, President Trump knows money, and money knows President Trump.
Former President Donald Trump's latest Federal Election Commission filings from his political committees boast a $51 million haul for the second half of 2021. That gives Trump more than $122 million in cash on hand. Trump had already reported raising $82 million in the first half of 2021. Trump told Newsmax he likely won't make any announcements until after the midterm elections. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations said on Monday that Kyiv still hopes for a diplomatic resolution with Russia. The ambassador said, quote, if Russia has any questions to Ukraine, it's better to meet and talk, not to bring troops to the Ukrainian border and intimidate the Ukrainian people, end quote. The Ukrainian diplomat is not a member of the council, but was invited to participate. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was present when some Border Patrol agents in a meeting called out leadership for not doing their job to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. Arizona Republican Representative Andy Biggs on Newsmax says the only way the U.S. border can get secure is with a Mayorkas resignation.
I'll tell you, when we talk to folks that are coming across the border, and I get down there often. In fact, a Border Patrol agent called me up Saturday night and said, I've been down to the border more than the Border Patrol chief or Secretary Mayorkas. And what they tell me is that all these folks say, well, we're here because Joe Biden invited us into the country and we're going to get a check. They really believe that. And so when I was down there last week, what we saw is the fence is an incredible deterrent, except for you go along for 2 miles and then you have an 8-foot gap. And an agent came up to me and said, are you talking to those guys? I said, who are you talking about? And he said, we literally just chased four scouts, cartel scouts, right through that gap that you're looking through, and they're sitting right at the top of the hill. They have a scout hooch on the south side of the border. That's what's going on, Emma, and we're going to have, again, more than 2 million apprehensions this year. There's no doubt in my mind.
On Saturday, ESPN's Adam Schefter posted a tweet saying that he had been told by multiple sources that Tom Brady was retiring from football. The only problem, Brady himself has yet to confirm or deny the report. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got the one and only, no baloney, James Herson. Yes, that's right, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and legal professor. Hey, James, how we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Keep on trucking, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm right with you. Before we talk Roethlisberger, I do want to touch a little bit on, the big game that's coming up after two great weekends of football. But even before that, I just wanted to get your read as a legal analyst with what Joe Biden had to say about making it real specific that if you're not black and you're not female, don't even bother to send in your curriculum vitae to become a Supreme Court justice for this next nomination, right?
No, I mean, it's truly a sad moment in American history when identity politics basically becomes something that violates the Constitution in a constitutional process. You know, right. Appointing someone to the Supreme Court is one of the most important functions of the presidency. It should be based on competence, on basically experience, judicial temperament. It's been transformed a long time ago by the Democrat Party into an ideological litmus test, but now it's a racial litmus test, which goes against one of the very fundamental notions of America, that we do not judge people or we do not elevate people based on the color of their skin, based on their ethnicity, based on their gender. Of course, it's yes. Ironic because this is a party that doesn't believe in gender anymore.
Right, exactly. Go figure that out. But the other thing, James, is that here you are. I mean, how is that person going to feel in getting the nomination and feeling that the only reason she got it because the thing was rigged?
Yeah, I mean, I think, unfortunately, that the type of people that Democrats typically appoint, we saw the just a sad display of Justice Sotomayor, who stated falsehoods over and over again in a Supreme Court hearing on the very subject she was stating falsehoods. We have people that, frankly, are shameless. How would they feel? I don't think that they feel shame. And I think, the scuttlebutt is that he's going to pick someone in accordance with his promise to pick an African-American woman, and that he's going to pick someone that does have enough experience so that Republicans will feel too guilty to oppose that person, even though ideologically they will not be basically in lockstep with the left and vote more on liberal issues, completely disregarding the law, even more in lockstep with the liberal mindset than even Stephen Breyer did. Because every once in a while on business cases, criminal cases that involved the Constitution, Stephen Breyer would buck the liberal group and, you know, vote with the conservatives. Well, it's very clear that just judging by the policies that this administration has had, that they're going to have someone who is the equivalent of the politics of the squad.
Yeah, exactly. James, but what's so disgusting about this is that this is all about virtue signaling by Joe Biden. I mean, the narrative about him, that he's such a sweet man and gracious and all that, people are starting to see the veneer is coming off, unless they forget that it was, what, 20 years ago that Joe Biden had a chance to approve the first black judge in the federal court under George W. Bush, and he fought against it because she wasn't, I guess, his type of black person at the time. And so here he is announcing, oh, this is going to be the first black woman nominated to the Supreme Court, you know, by Joe Biden. But yet it was 20 years earlier that he negated the nomination of Janice Rogers Brown. But, you know, the media is not going to report on that. This guy's such a hypocrite, James, that it's only because of, you know, a promise that he made to Congressman Claiborne to get the Claiborne vote that got rid of everybody else, particularly Bernie Sanders. And that's what revived his campaign in 2019. That's what saved his bacon. And so now here it is, he's doing this, and it's like people need to see the hypocrisy of this man. He is not as fair-minded. He is not a nice guy. He is not as moderate as the media would want us to believe, and people need to see this loud and clear once and for all.
Yeah, I mean, hypocrisy and deception are the hallmarks of our time. We see it all over the place, and this is a man... His judge of character is expressed by saying that Hunter Biden's the smartest man he knows.
Right.
So, you know, and this is a man, Hunter Biden betrayed the United States and took millions of dollars from both Communist China and the Ukraine. And and when we talk about the deception, it's just everywhere.
The thing is, according to Miranda Devine, though, James, according to her book, Laptop from Hell, this is laptop evidence. This is emails to and from all this deal that this laptop has. Joe Biden, though he says he knew nothing about his son's business relations and all that, you've got to suspend reality, and it's right there with emails. You know, consequently, you've got Hunter Biden on Air Force Two to whether it's the Ukraine, whether it's to China or other places where Biden Inc. was making money, and you got Hunter Biden being the bagman for the family. And this is what really comes out quite clearly in Miranda Devine's book. But, you know, the mainstream media, just like they did during the election, they'll tout it as Russian misinformation and just say, you know, they'll Jedi everybody and say, well, there's nothing here. We'll just move on. There's nothing of consequence here. But Joe Biden is up to his earlobes in corruption and paybacks and all entwined in this business that was being orchestrated by him in collusion with his son and his brother. Quite revealing. I don't know how he gets away with this.
Well, hopefully, ultimately, he won't. But the interesting thing, you talked about the denial of reality. It's this deception and denial of reality which has created a yearning in the American people to search for the truth. And that's why these alternative podcasters like Joe Rogan have grown so big that, you know, the established corporate media wants to put him out of business and cancel him. And because truth is getting harder and harder to find.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Find the truth about what's happening on the southern border. Find the truth about what's happening right now on the Ukrainian border that we're being told about. Find the truth about healthcare choices, you can't get it from the establishment media at all.
Without a doubt.
And,
yeah.
It's gotten worse than it's ever been in our history.
Without a doubt. Got to go to break. We got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, a conversation with James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media, and legal analyst continues. James, on the lighter side, like we said, the Super Bowl is set, should be a great game. We've been treated and to some great games, and I was happy to see the downplaying of politics, Black Lives Matter at all, and that we're able to see some good competition, healthy competition. And look at the numbers. The people responded. I mean, they are watching football again, James.
No, I mean, I think, you know, the opposite of you get rid of woke and then you're not broke. So
yeah.
they were able to, downplay that stuff. And, you know, what happened, the audiences came back, stadiums were full, and we had some of the best games in the playoffs we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they had some really great teams, particularly the quarterbacks. And it's going to be a real interesting Super Bowl because the underdogs in both conferences made it to the Super Bowl. That's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure the Rams will be favored, the Los Angeles Rams. They used to be the Anaheim Rams. They used to be the St. Louis
yes.
Rams. But it'll be very interesting. But one of the things, and you mentioned Big Ben, Roethlisberger, another quarterback, and now he's officially announced his retirement. And interesting thing about Ben Roethlisberger as an incredible athlete. I mean, we're talking about 3 Super Bowls, 1, 2, many Pro Bowls. This is a person who grew. We watched him kind of grow up and become a man of faith, a man of family, mm-hmm. and a man of loyalty.
James, few people understood and saw that nexus that took place. But his personality definitely changed as he became this man of faith. I mean, he was raised by Christian parents, but, you know, he got in the world and he was large and in charge and having a lot of fun until he came to that critical crossroads of life and decided to choose Jesus.
Yeah, it was 2017. He recommitted to Christianity. He got baptized as an adult. And he describes it as life-changing. But even before that, you can see in Ben, you know, it's interesting. I mean, he's a big celebrity. He's very wealthy. He's a big guy. Married to the same woman for his entire duration of marriage. Has 4 children. He loves his family. You know, after the 18 seasons, everybody knew that he was going to retire because he had restructured his contract to set it up for a last season. He lowered his compensations. But here's a guy in an age of free agency and mobility where we see, you know, you saw Tom Brady go to Tampa Bay. You saw mm-hmm. people move around. Ben stuck it out with the team that drafted him for his entire career. Now, that's happened before. But it's still pretty amazing. And so in his final game, there was this unmitigated outpouring of love from the Pittsburgh Steelers fans, which is, you know, that's Rush Limbaugh's team. There's a lot of people that love the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're an America's team. But it was because of that loyalty, and he knew that was his last home game. And when he went in the tunnel for the last time, you know, was with him, his wife, Ashley, and his 3 kids. And and then when he did his post-game interviews and his post-retirement interviews, over and over again, that's what he talked about, was wanting to have a better relationship with Christ, with his wife, with his kids, and become a better person. And in those, since 2017, he's also been an amazing altruist, philanthropic guy, working with his own foundation, with Make-A-Wish Foundation. And even before 2017, 2013, he won the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, Walter Payton being the legendary running back from my hometown, the Chicago Bears. Known as Walter Payton's nickname was Sweetness because he was just known as an incredible man of character off the field. So that clearly is the most prestigious honor in the NFL. And he won it in 2013. Ben Roethlisberger after going through a terrible rough patch, a kind of an early Me Too type rough patch, and he was able to overcome it because of his faith.
Yeah. James, I like the message that he had for young athletes about how his religious beliefs fit with his vocation. He says, I want this to be known, especially to all you young men out there. It's cool to be a Christian and to be an athlete. Go ahead and be the best athlete you can possibly be and see if you can be a better Christian, he said. That's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to be a better Christian than I am an athlete and football player. Wow. I mean, you don't hear that from celebrities and retired people, much less, you know, that he said, I'm here, the rest of his life is to try to expand God's kingdom. Man, that is powerful.
It really is. It's beautiful, refreshing, and as you said, it's unusual in a secular culture that is rejecting God, that is rejection. And let's face it, the early tenets of communism and what we have going on in our country is repackaged communism, always want to negate that which Big Ben is embracing, and that is faith, family, and a better relationship with Christ, becoming a better person. All of those things do not fit. Karl Marx stated it in his kind of, the Communist Manifesto.
Manifesto, right.
That, you know, religion and family and historical tradition have to be eliminated. And what do we see happening right now is exactly those attacks.
It's all under attack right now. James, I have this sense that his wife, Ashley, played an influential role in his coming back to Christ. Do you know any more about that?
I know she is very devout. I don't know, the exact, moment that he turned. But what's interesting is one of the things he said is that the person that actually brought him back is the person he worships. Mm. He said it was the Savior that brought him back to Christianity. And it's that old thing that happens, people are out there, they have this vacuum in their soul, and they're out there pursuing something that they feel will give them satisfaction. They look everywhere, and then they find out that God has been there all the time looking for them. Mm. That God loves each and every person and wants to basically have a walk with them in their life and fulfill. And that is the only satisfaction, really. People who discover that just walk around full of joy. Right. Like C.S. Lewis said, joy is the business of heaven.
Right, exactly. And people who come to that crossroads, one of the first questions they ask is, why me? God, why did you pick me? And this is one of those mysteries that remains until the day you die and you come face to face with your Creator. And I believe at that moment in time, all questions will be answered in an instant and we'll know exactly why. But meanwhile, we're blessed to know that His hand of sanctification is upon, those who are called by His name. And the story of Ben Roethlisberger is going to bless so many and continue to do so. And James, I'm so glad that you wrote about it. This is a real special piece at jamesherson.com. James, we got to leave it there until next time we get together. Thank you again for coming on. He's the best-selling author, media and legal analyst. Thank you, James Herson. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care. God bless.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.375%. Yes, 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A deadly clash with multiple inmates at a federal penitentiary in Beaumont, Texas, Monday prompted the U.S. Bureau of Prisons to temporarily lock down all its facilities across America. According to spokesman Emery Nelson, the Bureau was securing the facility as a temporary measure to ensure the good order of the institution. Texas Senator Ted Cruz on his podcast calling President Biden's commitment to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court offensive and said that by doing so, the president is telling other Americans you're ineligible.
He's saying to 94% of Americans, I don't give a damn about you. You are ineligible.
The World Meteorological Organization announced Monday that it had confirmed a mega flash lightning strike on April 29, 2020. A severe thunderstorm produced a 477-mile-long lightning strike over the southern United States. It stretched from near Houston, Texas, to southeast Mississippi. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, more small and medium businesses are transitioning from paper-based to digital document management solutions. Our next guest shares from their latest study from PandaDoc, the tool that makes it ridiculously easy to create, sign, and edit documents digitally. He's talking about the dynamic benefits of digital solutions and how digital document management can streamline productivity.
Well, you know, today, more and more small businesses are going from paper to digital document management solutions. And, you know, we've done some research at PandaDoc around how that evolution is happening for small business owners. We found that 68% of them are now using some type of digital document solution to help streamline their operations and improve their productivity. So when we kind of unpack that research, there's a lot of interesting findings that we've discovered. You know, number one is that there's still about 53% of small business owners who say they're only somewhat comfortable with the process and they want to learn more. And maybe they don't even fully understand all the benefits. So obviously the benefits are when you go paperless, it's green, it's environmentally friendly. But as a business owner, you can also account for time savings and cost savings. So we found specifically from a cost savings perspective, when you account for the amount of money that's spent on paper and postage and printer ink, you know, for a small business owner, that's up to $5,000 a year that they can save. And by also saving money, they can also save some time by automating some of those processes. So rather than physically creating and editing documents or trying to figure out where they store them, they have instant and easy access to them. As they need to manage them, update them, and send them to their customers or employees. The other side of how going paperless helps businesses operating is really around efficiency. So when we think about the amount of time that goes into human error, right? You have double data entries or you have manual data checks. You think about, again, all the time spent literally printing and sticking something in the mail, and sending it over to somebody and wondering, did they receive it? When are they going to receive it? When am I going to hear back? a lot of that is inefficient time spent just managing administrative tasks rather than allowing business owners to really focus on growing their business. So while 44% of business owners admitted that they felt somewhat intimidated by the process of going digital, 66% said, look, if it's easy to use, we're going to make the switch. And in fact, ease of use is top of mind for the majority of small business owners. So when it comes to understanding what solution is best for me, start with that in mind. Is this easy enough to use? Is this easy enough that if I know how to use it, I can teach other people who work on my team or in my business to use it? And then lastly, some other key findings that we found from our survey is that small business owners are under a lot of pressure today, and they're looking for any opportunity to get their time back. So 49% of small business owners said that they usually play five or more different job function roles within their business. And that's like a lot to manage. That's a lot of stress to manage. So if they could save time on going paperless and automate some of their document-related tasks, 33% said that they would focus more on growing their business rather than maintaining their business. And another 25% said they would rather spend more time than on non-work-related activities because the administrative work has been automated and done in the background. So at the end of the day, it's really about saving time, saving money, something that is super easy to use for anybody, regardless of how tech-savvy they are. And if you want to learn more information about this and this study that we conducted with thousands of small business owners, you can go to our website at pandadoc.com, PANDADOC.com, where you can hear more how our 35,000 customers are leveraging document automation solutions to simplify their lives.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
The decision to undergo genetic screening or diagnostic testing while pregnant is a very personal decision to be made between a patient and her doctor. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists issued a new set of guidelines in 2020 recommending that non-invasive prenatal test, NIPT, be offered to all pregnant women regardless of age or other factors. NIPT helps identify if a baby is at risk for genetic conditions such as chromosomal abnormalities as early as 9 weeks into pregnancy. Most commonly, the test determines the risk of disorders such as Down syndrome, Edwards syndrome, and Patau syndrome, as well as conditions caused by missing or extra X and Y chromosomes. And here to help us understand more about it is Sheetal Parmar. She's the board-certified genetic counselor, vice president of medical affairs at Natera. Sheetal, thank you for being with us to get us up to date and help us understand what is NIPT.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, so non-invasive prenatal testing, or NIPT, is a relatively new type of screening test that, as you mentioned, can help identify if baby's risk for certain chromosome abnormalities, such as Down syndrome, trisomy 13, or trisomy 18. And it's a test that's ordered by a physician and can be done as early as 9 weeks of pregnancy. And it's available to any woman who's interested in finding out more about the pregnancy. And what's great about it is it's non-invasive. So it's a simple blood test that's done. So it poses no risk to the pregnancy. So the real benefit is that it can give you some peace of mind during the pregnancy without posing any risk to a pregnancy.
In terms of who should get this type of screening, I guess the answer is anybody who's interested in the baby that's developing in their womb, number one. Number two, if you have a history in your family that may indicate that you could have some abnormalities, right?
Yes. So all pregnant patients have some risk for chromosome abnormalities, and a lot of times it's dependent on age, but it can be related to your family history. So essentially anyone can have this type of screening to get more information.
I've never heard that before, that everyone, that's that really broadens the universe there in terms of potential, right? That, for all the babies that we have without abnormalities, I mean, odds are pretty good for you, but, to know in advance is quite the advantage. Explain the difference, if you would, Sheetal, between a screening test and a diagnostic test.
Yeah, that's a really great question and an important distinction. So NIPT is a screening test. That means it can predict whether there is a risk of a genetic condition. So it tells you if you have a high risk or a low risk. And if it's at high risk, then a diagnostic test is recommended. NIPT in and of itself cannot diagnose a condition. On the other hand, a diagnostic test during pregnancy can include things like an amniocentesis, which is where they take a little bit of fluid from the sac around the baby, or a placental biopsy. We call that a CVS. And those tests are definitive. They can tell you for sure if a baby has a chromosome condition or not. But they are invasive, and they may pose a small risk for complications to the pregnancy. So NIPT allows women to get some information before making the decision about whether they should go on to a diagnostic test or not. That's really the value.
We're talking with Sheetal Parmar, Vice President of Medical Affairs at Natera, board-certified genetic counselor specializing in prenatal testing and screening. Sheetal, what questions should we be asking our healthcare provider about these tests?
Yeah, so patients are encouraged to speak to their healthcare provider to learn more about all their different testing options, including NIPT. One, you want to ask about your medical and family history. You want to talk about that with your doctor and ask what the risks are for these chromosome conditions. As we talked about before, you know, there is some risk associated with maternal age. Most of the time, everything's fine, but having that discussion. And then two, asking about what all your testing and screening options are. So kind of to go through each of the options and understand what the risks and benefits are of each test to determine what's best for you. And then if you choose NIPT, for example, you know, Natera has an NIPT called Panorama, you can ask about the accuracy of the test. So what does it mean if I get a high-risk result? What does it mean if I get a low-risk result? And what are the next steps after that? Ultimately, deciding to have any type of testing or screening, including NIPT, is a very personal decision and should be made after thinking about all your different options. It's okay to go on to a diagnostic test directly, like an amnio. It's okay just to have screening. It's okay to say, I don't want to do any testing at all. But those are the questions that you want to ask your doctor.
Sheetal Parmar, where can people go for more information?
You can visit www.natera.com. That's NATERA.com.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for Rachel Alexander, the attorney contributor to Town Hall, WND, the Christian Post, Newsmax, and the Arizona Sun-Times. Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, all things considered. The Super Bowl is set, so we know that, you know, dip and potato chips are in the offing, along with some healthy vegetables. I mean, why not? But we got a couple of weeks to, you know, get ready for that. So it looks like it should be an exciting contest, all things considered. Meanwhile...
for politics. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Got to have a little bit of a break, and we've had some great games there, so... It's been a lot of fun, but lest we forget, the political world still goes round. It's in madness, and here you're reporting on an Arizona judge who is bringing reason there to Arizonans, and he's blocked Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal contractors. Hooray for that.
Yeah, it's exciting. The judges are, federal district court judges are striking down that mandate all around the country. This is just another judge. I actually have met him before. He was an attorney mm-hmm. for the Republican Party back when I was the Maricopa County election attorney back in 2005. So this Michael Liberti is, you know, basically said this was an overreach by the Biden administration. They were using the procurement statute, which only it relates to procurement, not this vast stretch of power. And his decision was actually hilarious. I mean, he basically mm-hmm. said if you went with the Biden's interpretation, the government could basically tell federal contractors you can no longer have sugary drinks. You can no longer have fast food.
This is just the beginning of all the madness that's going on. And, oh, yeah, by the way, all this stuff is happening. I know the judge didn't rule on this. He just ruled on, you know, the merits of the case itself. But meanwhile, you've got countries, you've got other people realizing with the science that these mandates are not working. I mean, you can't really, at the end of the day, come out and say, yeah, here, these are these positive markers that we've had as a result of these mandates, right?
Yeah, the science does not back their position. You know, both the fact that the virus is transmissible even among the vaccinated and the fact that plenty of people are dying and being hospitalized who have been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. And sadly, the damage has already been done, Rachel, because you got people at everyone's throats, you know, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And if you have an opinion that doesn't go along with the, you know, the mandates and all, then, you know, how dare you? You're un-American and on just to have us, you know, divided and conquerable, right?
Right. That's what they're trying to do. And as I told you before, you know, they are actually trying to divide us on the right by making us look like we are anti-vaccine when we are merely anti-vaccine mandate. There's a difference. And they've got us upset at each other over ridiculous reasons. You know, if my elderly dad wants to get the vaccine, he should be allowed to get the vaccine, even though I wouldn't get the vaccine.
Right, exactly. Well, especially, I mean, there's, I'll tell you, we've got a new post on our website about what's in the vaccine and what a mortician has discovered, Rachel. Boy, it's scary stuff as to what's coming out. And he notes that anybody that has been vaccinated, this element, this chemical element is consistent, and it is scary stuff. And just reporting on it, I know that there's going to be some people, you know, that are in this, you know, this battle between the vaccinated, unvaccinated and everything. Oh, Bill, you're just a conspiratist and that. But this is powerful stuff, you know, that's coming out. You go, okay, what is all this about? Why are people, you know, having to deal and be exposed with this stuff? And somehow it's all okay. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know if you've heard about graphene. It's graphene oxide. I don't know if you've heard of this.
I haven't heard of that one, but I just read in the mainstream media today, the Associated Press, about the new Moderna vaccine that the FDA just fully approved, and the AP admitted the reason the FDA had been sitting on the approval for months is because they were worried of the risk of killing young men and teenage boys.
Wow, and so they've been sitting on this, and somehow then now it's okay?
Exactly. Well, I mean, what happened? Did only a handful of teenage boys and men have to die instead of, you know, thousands and thousands? I mean, what made them change their mind?
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, you see, this is what happens when you evade the truth. And for pursuing the truth, you know, this show, others like yourself, Rachel, we've been maligned, we've been attacked, and, you know, eventually the truth will be known and will be vindicated. But meanwhile, how many more hundreds of thousands of people have to die because we bought into this propaganda and this science brought to you by Dr. Fauci and the NIH?
Oh, I've had a video banned on YouTube talking about COVID. And the ironic thing is, it was my article where I said that maybe some elderly people with comorbidities might want to get the vaccine. I mean, I was actually trying to be fair and throw a bone to the left, and they still banned it.
Well, because you have to do it exactly as they say it, according to Mark Zuckerberg, because he's the other scientist. You know, with Facebook and the WHO, you know, the who is the WHO, and what kind of damage have they perpetrated upon not only the American people, but the world when you look at all the people that have died around the world as a result. But of course, probably when it all comes down to it, what they'll do is eliminate, you know, the comorbidity element, and they'll only talk about people who have died of COVID only, right? Because and there was a reason the CDC let that out, what, 5-6 months ago, and I think it was one of those CYA moments. They're going to cover their back end and say, well, even though the numbers, you know, like now in the United, what are we up to, 870,000 people who have died of COVID. But according to CDC, the actual number who have died of COVID only is somewhere around 3 or 4% of that number. So you're talking, when you do the math, you know, less than a flu season worth of deaths. But in order to scare people and to, you know, to keep their, you know, thumb upon our hearts and our minds, they've led us to believe that this thing is so dangerous that we cannot get outside our house without a vaccine or a mask.
They keep saying the country with the most people dying of COVID is the U.S. Now, let's think about that. We are the most advanced country. We have the most vaccines available, probably, or at least, you know, in the top five countries.
Right.
Yet we have the most dying. It doesn't even pass the smell test. obviously they are distorting those numbers to get such high numbers of people dying from it.
Well, and the other thing, too, people need to be warned. You got to be careful when you hear percentage instead of numbers. They use, if you watch them, they use percentage when that percentage number can be higher and it fits their agenda as opposed to numbers. So that's the sleight of hand that the mainstream media and these scientists are using on us, all to dumb us down, Rachel, and to keep us fearful and blind to the truth of the matter. I want to talk about this other column that you have out there, and that is that in Arizona, the citizens there are waking up and saying, wait a minute, it's not the police that are causing public safety problems. It's the mayor and the city council, right?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible when you consider Phoenix. I think we're about the fifth biggest city in the United States, and so you would think that, you know, we would be more like New York or Chicago or Seattle or one of the other top, you know, big cities. We definitely have a Democrat-controlled mayor and city council. But contrary to the lies that Arizona is turning blue, we're not. We're still very red. Even I live in the middle of Phoenix, and even Phoenix is still very red. And this poll, which came out by a very moderate Republican guy, he's not sympathetic to the right at all, he basically found in huge percentages that 62% of Phoenicians blame our Democrat mayor and Democrat-controlled city council for all the public safety problems, while only 15% say the Phoenix Police Department is responsible.
Wow. What is this going to mean for the red wave out of Arizona?
It's just going to be tremendous. I mean, Carrie Lake is going to easily become our next governor. Mark Brnovich is going to easily defeat Mark Kelly and become the next U.S. senator. You know, Kyrsten Sinema, the only reason she's going to remain U.S. senator, she's not up anyways for at least another couple years,
right,
is because she just lied to get elected. If he saw all of our commercials, he would have thought she was a Republican running. But, yeah, things are changing here in Arizona. We're going back to the red, and I'm so happy one of our legislators has a bill that is passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Sonny Borelli, that would put 19 anti-fraud measures on a ballot.
Wow, wow, that's going to be awesome. Well, the deal is also regarding Kyrsten Sinema. I got to imagine her political capital rose up a little bit because of her stance against, canceling the filibuster.
Yeah, I mean, she knows she's in a red state, and she did all that because she just wants the John McCain legacy as the maverick, and she wants to get reelected. So she wisely did what she needed to do to get reelected, and so unfortunately we're probably going to be stuck with her again. But, you know, I mean, if she's at least held out on a couple of those bills, it could be worse.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we got to leave it there until the next time. Rachel Alexander, the attorney contributor at Town Hall, WND, the Christian Post, Newsmax, and Arizona Sun-Times. Thank you, Rachel. Take care.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Anyone.